Blog Talk Radio. National Empowerment Radio presents Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Real issues, real talk on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me tonight. Tonight is Monday night. It is a different night than I normally broadcast. However, last night I was traveling and was not able to host the show. So I said, why not? Why not host the show tonight opposed to waiting for several other days to go by? Not to mention the items that we're talking about tonight. I've been talking to various people about over the last several days, and I said they're hot topics and we needed to talk about them, and I did not want to let any more time lapse. So with that said, thank you for joining me tonight. I have to tell you, we are over 100,000 listeners. And could not have done that and accomplished that goal without you. So thank you very much. I'll tell you, tonight I started watching The Book of Negroes. And I'll tell you, if you have not seen that on BET, tonight actually was part one. And from what I understand, it's a three-part series that they're running on BET. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. I will tell you, several years ago, oh my gosh, almost three decades ago, I remember when Roots was on, and I was obviously much younger then. I completely struggled watching that. And I'm going to tell you, it's not easy watching The Book of Negroes either. I'm going to tell you it's not. However, it's definitely worth it. So I'm definitely going to stick it out, and I'm going to watch it. It is tough. It's very, very tough, but it's definitely our history and it's information that we need to know. So I really encourage you to watch that. All right. As a matter of fact, it's on BET right now. So I encourage you to watch it after you get done listening to the show. If not, it is they are playing it a couple times. This evening, and then it comes on again tomorrow. So I really encourage you to watch it. It is Black History Month, and I know that we say that the month is when we really acknowledge our history. However, we should really acknowledge our history 12 months out of the year. So, all right, I had to say that. I had to say that because it's really a touching movie. All right. Now, I see I have some new people that are joining me tonight, and I'd just like to provide you with some information about the show and the process. It's very easy, very, very easy, ladies and gentlemen. This is an internet radio show, and you can access the show a couple of ways, your computer, your smartphone. Very easy, very simple. Simply go to my website. It is blogtalkradio.com/Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. No dashes, no slashes, no nothing. It'll take you straight to the inside the show, follow the prompts, and then you will be able to listen to the show. Now, you can also call in. If you don't have your phone, it's not working. I know there are times that people text me and say, I'm having some technical difficulties. Can I call in, et cetera, or whatever the situation may be. You can also, as I mentioned, dial in and listen to the show, and you can also dial in and ask questions at any point in time. Now, my number for that is 347-326-9755. All right, we have a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight, interesting topics. I'll tell you, they are very interesting to me, and I wanted to get people's opinions. I've already started receiving some text messages. I actually started receiving them today when I sent my message out. So those of you that have either discussed these topics with me or received my email, I appreciate you responding and sending me your thoughts. Those of you that do not, tonight's going to be interesting. We're going to talk about the Jackie Robinson Little League baseball team in Chicago. And I know that you should have heard over the last several days that their championship title that they won a few months ago was taken away from the team due to the officials finding out that the team had players that did not live in that district. So found that to be very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. So that's the first one. Next one is Ray Rice. Now, I know that you know who Ray Rice is. He is the football player that hit his wife in the in that TMZ video. TMZ was the first one to break that story. And we're going to talk about him, and I actually have someone texting me, asking me what happened with Ray Rice. What is the Ray Rice story? Okay, well, someone said that to me, and I said, oh, my gosh, you have to be living under a rock. You've got to be kidding me. Well, just to essentially make a long story short, there's some domestic violence challenges that that had occurred and that were caught on video. And, you know, TMZ, you know, at first they were considered just gossip. And they are still gossip, but they've been essentially, now they're considered the truth. If TMZ reports it, it is the truth. Back in, man, it was maybe May of last year, I guess, Ray Rice, several months ago, he hit his wife in a hotel parking structure. And people forget sometimes, they're just not thinking. And, you know, for me, when I saw the video, it was just so second nature for him. I mean, he cold cocked her. It wasn't even a hit. I call it my terms, he cold cocked her. In the elevator, she was knocked out. So, hence domestic violence, okay? So he knocked her out, and he was, and you know that really, that brought up a lot of talk about domestic violence in the NFL and so on and so forth. And the thing I'd like to talk about tonight is he was actually extended a $1 million contract, and I'd like to talk about that. But before we go into that, just to address some of these text messages that I've received about Ray Rice. He was released from the Ravens, and he was indefinitely suspended by the NFL on the 8th, on September 8th, after the video surfaced of his February assault on his then-fiancée, now-wife, Janae Rice. And that's another conversation in itself. I mean, wow, I saw the interview on the Today Show after everything happened, and just seeing her answer the questions from Matt Lauer, it was just really sad situation. So with that said, and that also, and for those of you, I don't know if you got a chance to see the Ray Rice when him and his wife were interviewed and what she had to say and all these other things. So like I said, he was released from the NFL, and that really put the spotlight on the NFL and domestic violence and what are they doing about dealing with these players that are abusers, okay? So that essentially, so I'll stop right there, and then we'll continue to talk about this particular case. The last topic that we're going to talk about tonight, yeah, it's a lot. The next topic is Brian Williams. Man, oh, man. We have been listening to Brian Williams report the nightly news to us for years. And interestingly enough, this has really been a touchy subject for many because he was just recently suspended from NBC due to lying to the nation about being shot at while he was doing a story. So people are, it just depends on who you talk to about it, but it was just really interesting to hear him confess, I'll say, that he actually lied about it. The story. So tonight, I'm just going to hear and get your comments on what you think about this. Now, as we all know, we sit and we listen to these journalists on television, on these national shows every day. You know, they become public figures. respected, world-renowned public figures. This man is a world-renowned public journalist, and he essentially lied. As a matter of fact, he was accused of making up the story of getting shot at in Iraq in 2003. And, you know, when you say something like that, that's a big deal. And it made it seem, he made it seem as if it was more critical than what it really was. Well, when he said that on news that he had shot at in 2003, the people that were with him essentially noted that that was not the case, and he lied. That was a huge shock to the nation, being that here we have this well-respected Brian Williams that has been reporting to NBC News, as well as he's either a director or an executive writer or something on the show. Excuse me, something on the show. He himself is not telling the truth. So, with that said, NBC made a decision to suspend him with no pay for 6 months. So, with that said, everyone's now talking about, should he even come back? Are we going to trust him after he lied to the public? So these are the three stories we're going to talk about tonight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that you have heard some information and have an opinion about one of these stories, if not all of them. Now we want to hear from you tonight, to hear what you have to say. Okay? All right, so let's back up. Let's go back to the first story that we talked about. Let's talk about this Little League team. Man, I'm going to tell you, it was just really disheartening when I heard that the Little League team in Chicago was stripped of their title. And it was just really a sad situation for the kids, because I'm actually in Illinois right now, and it was really sad to just see these kids on television, hear the news that their title had been stripped. Now, I had some people here didn't know about it. I'm getting text messages right now, so just bear with me. Someone says here they didn't know anything about it. Well, yes, there was and this made national news. I mean, this team went to President Obama's office in Washington, took pictures, and it was a huge story about them, this Little League team in Chicago, winning the championship. Well, the Little League International announced its decision to strip Jackie Robinson West of the United States Championship title, and that was a big deal for the city. So much so, the Chicago mayor, Rahm Emanuel, got on the phone immediately to try to talk the Little League International into reinstating or reverse the decision that they made. And to date, it doesn't seem that he's been too successful with making that happen. Now, here I have someone asking what happened. I mentioned briefly what happened. Sadly enough, and I used to, not you know when it hit when I was in school, this happened all the time. We had kids that were playing from other districts and leagues and things like that, and that's what happened with this team. The team right now is suffering from adults making bad decisions about who was registered to officially play on their team. So the big question of the day becomes: should the league reinstate their championship title, or should it remain? Now, we all know it's not the kids' fault. The kids, it's not their job to make sure that the appropriate information is submitted and that all the kids on the team lives in their district. It's not their responsibility. So who do we blame here? Well, we should blame the adults for making these choices and taking that risk. So here, I was just talking to someone the other day about it, and, you know, depending on who I'm talking to, some people don't take this too well. But for me, yeah, it's really unfortunate that the title was taken. I will admit that. However, there's a bigger picture here for the kids, and that this can be a lesson that they learn, being that at the end of the day, you have to follow the rules. And that's what I really hated about this particular story, was that they, when I say they, I mean Little League International, was able to find something that positioned the league to that jeopardized their title. That was the sad thing about this. So, you know, for me, no, their title shouldn't be reinstated. It's a situation where the adults made the choice, and unfortunately, the kids have to suffer. So, what do you think? All right, let me go to, let's see, I have a couple people here. Just be patient with me, and I will definitely try to get to as many questions here as possible. But, yeah, I mean, I know I got people texting me here. You got to be kidding me. You don't think that their title should be reinstated? No, I don't. I'm just going to be straight up with you. I do not think that their title should be reinstated, because the adults took that risk. And I come from the school of thought of this. When you take those kinds of risks, you know in the back of your mind that you may get caught. And if you are caught, there will be a consequence for you not following the rules and guidelines. Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you, that's what happened with this particular situation. I know everyone does not agree with me. However, I think in the end, everyone learned from this. Now, unfortunately, it had to be a black team that's playing that turns around and loses their championship. Oh, my gosh. When I hit the air, I was just sick to my stomach. I said, man, they got the team. They got them. Got to be kidding me. Gee whiz. This is such of a big deal. And it is a big deal for them to win that title, that national title. But it was just, and I'll tell you, Chicago, the city of Chicago was very upset about it as well. So here, let me take a look at some of the comments that I'm getting here. And when you do send me, it's one thing I did not ask you to do, is when you send me either text messages or emails, please give me your first name and what city you are texting or emailing me from. All right, so let's go here to... I'm just reading here, so bear with me. All right, this is Jackie. Jackie, I appreciate you sending me this message. Jackie notes that my son has played on various teams over the past several years, and we have known that the kids did not live in the district, and they were supposed to. This is really an unfortunate situation, being that the kids are the ones that suffer and the adults were the ones that should be penalized and their title should be reinstated. Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you 110%, Jackie. You are absolutely correct. Let me see here. Got a couple guys here. Ah, okay. This one is for James. Don't know, I'm just reading here and I don't see what city. Thank you, James, for submitting your note here. James notes that it's a shame that the adults made this kind of decision and to put the team at risk. It's a black team and they should have known that they had to make sure that everything in their business is taken care of. And it's unfortunate that the kids are the ones that have to suffer. Wow. Yeah, you're right. It is. I agree with you 100%. So, again, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Should their title be reinstated? All right. All right, let's go to the next topic here, because I'm going to continue to receive messages about these various topics. So you just tell me what you think. I'll tell you, the city has really taken it really hard. And if you are definitely in the Illinois area, I want to hear from you, because I know that I talked to a couple of men in particular when it comes to sports here. Over the last couple of years, I've really tried to be more engaged with sports. So I'm able to have those dialogues. And it was the majority of the guys that I talked to noted that it was just very disappointing that the kids had to suffer and that the adults made the bad these bad choices. So, all right. Next one here, Ray Rice. Now, when I sent this message out, it was interesting because I found that the majority of the people that made comments was not aware that he was extended an offer. They did not know that here of the last, I don't even think it's been a week, he was extended $1 million offer. And, okay, I have a couple people here. Let me back up. I got people texting me. Okay, I will get to your questions. Just hold tight. I have someone asking me, okay, if you call in, I'm obviously not going to say your full phone number. I would not dare do that to you. I would simply say the last four digits of your phone number. That's it. Keep it simple, and I'll let you know that you're live on the air if I see that you are on my switchboard, okay? So don't be afraid. Call in. Don't be afraid. Call in again, and you don't have to give me your real name. Got a couple people asking me. I don't have to give you my real name. No, you do not, okay? All right. So here, Ray Rice, again, to make a long story short, a few months ago, Ray Rice hit his wife, as I mentioned earlier. I went into the full story pretty much about Ray Rice. I gave you the gist of what occurred, okay? So when that occurred, obviously the issue of domestic violence has surfaced, and it's always, people have always talked about domestic violence and what we need to do to make sure that men are informed and understand that it's not appropriate to hit a woman. Regardless of what the situation may be, you should be strong enough as a man to walk away from the situation. Now, I knew that was going to open up a can of worms. Now, here I got brothers saying, what if she hit him? And so what? If she hits you, really? You gotta be kidding me. For those of you, I know you saw the TMZ video. I know you saw the video. There's no way any woman is able to hit a man harder. I just don't buy into that. So to the remarks that I'm getting from men about what if she's the abuser? Well, someone needs to be smart enough to walk away from the situation, okay? And for those of you that followed the story and saw Janae and, you know, this whole facade that she tried to portray on television, she, for me, when I saw her, all I saw was just abuse. You could just see. She just had this real timid kind of demeanor, and was just almost afraid to talk, seemed unsure really what to say. When I saw the interview with Matt Lauer, it's really sad. So, again, let me keep it moving here because we already had a show on Ray Rice and domestic violence and what should happen. So we had that show. So go back to my archives and you can listen to the Ray Rice show that we had a few months. Tonight we're here to talk about this $1 million offer that he got and what's your take on someone extending a job offer to him after it's clear that there are some abuse challenges going on. Now, before I go any further, I have a couple people here that have sent me messages. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to give me your first name, okay, and the city that you are sending me your question from. I have a lot of people here saying that people make bad choices in their lives and bad things do happen to good people. However, does that mean that just because he has some challenges. Does that mean that he can no longer make a living? No, I'm not saying that. We understand that the man has to make a living. However, there has to be some form of consequence. And when I say, and I'm talking monetary consequence, so, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Now, there's counseling and there's other things that he can get. However, at the end of the day, these teams are looking for someone that's going to generate revenue and ticket sales and create a show, and that's a good player. And from what I understand and the various things that I have read, Ray Rice is a good player. So when I saw that he was extended this $1 million contract, I said, let's see what's going on here. I was a bit surprised, just a bit, not completely, just a bit. So when I looked into it, because I said just over time, when things die down a bit and people start to forget, he would something would surface for him, and essentially that's what's happened. Now, it may not be necessarily what he wants, but nevertheless, he still was extended an offer here. So let's see. I have it. I'm going to give you all the particulars. You gotta be, let's see here, let me go through. Okay. All right, so here it is. He was, Ray Rice was extended a $1 million endorsement offer here the other day. Let's see here. Wow. Fantasy Sports Site Pro Draft League's $1 million endorsement offer to former Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice last Friday. Okay, so that means that there was this website, Pro Draft League, offered him a $1 million endorsement. So what does that mean? Well, that means that the endorsement offers to trouble athletes are a reoccurring strategy for local and startup brands attempting, to carve out a bigger portion of the market share. So here you have this small company that's reached out to Ray Rice to help them build their brand, essentially. Okay? So, and that's part of their strategy. So the thing that they're looking for him to do is this daily fantasy sports site, raised $88 million in investment group funding last year and reached a sponsorship deal with the NBA. So although we know that Ray issued a statement of apology to the city of Baltimore and to the Ravens for his actions, so on and so forth, he is still looking. He's looking for public appeal and public acceptance. That is one thing that he is looking for. And then, by him getting this or taking this job, I'll say, it's not him playing football, but he will more or less be a football consultant, is what I'll say, okay, for $1 million. So, however, I will tell you, we all know that that's not a lot of money for him, considering that the money that he was making. But there is a stipulation. He accepts this $1 million offer. The Pro Draft League, if he accepts this offer with the Pro Draft League, Rice would first receive a base salary. Wow, now this is definitely a step down for him. He would receive a base salary of $500,000. And then he will receive the next $500,000 if the site meets the unspecified membership goals. Okay, so again, it's his goal to help them meet their membership expectations and goals for the year, etc. Now, he would have to commit to 30 media interviews, a couple of commercials, a weekly fantasy football analysis column, and a few things according to TMZ. Now, I did mention earlier that there is a stipulation, and that stipulation consists of his challenges with domestic violence, in that if it is found that he hits his wife, he has to pay the money back. Isn't that interesting? That's very interesting. So with that said, what are your thoughts about that? What do you think about that and the stipulations and all these other things that go along with that? What's your take? What's your take on Ray Rice receiving this $1 million deal from this pro fantasy football draft? What's your take on that? Now, again, remember we talked earlier about him needing to have the opportunity to earn a living, although there are some things going on and some issues that he needs to deal with. But what's your take? Thumbs up, thumbs down. What's your take? All right. I have some text messages here that I definitely need to. Let's see. Got some text messages here. Give me a second. Let me do some reading here. Ray Rice is doing his time by not making the money that he made years ago. He should not continue to be penalized for something that is considered his private business, and he should be able to earn a living. So he thinks that he should definitely take the offer, and that will get him back in the public eye. Okay. All right. That person did not give me their name, but thank you. I appreciate that. All right, so let's see, again, ladies and gentlemen, when you send me something, please make sure you give me your first name and what city you are sending me your message from. Okay, here we have a couple of other comments here. This particular comment notes, let's see here. I was appalled when I saw the video of Ray hitting his wife. I could not believe that he put his hands on his wife in that manner, or girlfriend at that time in that manner. It appeared that he was almost too comfortable when he hit her. Wow, very, very comfortable when he hit her. And from what I have seen with domestic violence cases, that definitely was not the first time that had occurred, although she made it seem like it was when she was interviewed. Yes, she did. I saw that interview, and she said that was the first time that had happened, and that he had never put his hands on her before. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised that she said that. I mean, she definitely has taken the approach of standing by her man, so that was really clear that she was doing that during an interview. All right, let me continue on moving here. Moving on now. Ray Rice should be given the opportunity to earn a living if taking a $1 million deal is going to help him increase his market share and visibility. He needs to go for it, as well as get counseling. Okay. All right. Appreciate that. I'm just loving all the feedback. Love it. All right. Let's keep it moving. Last topic. And let me go to some of these messages that I received about the Little League team. All right. Bear with me. I'm scrolling through. All right. Here I have a lady here in Schaumburg that has noted that the kids should get their title back and there should be severe penalties for the adults. Okay. All right, again, you know, everyone has their opinion on this particular case. Now, that comment was for the topic that we talked about earlier, and that was Little League team. So I'm trying to get as many comments in as possible here. I know I probably have six to ten here I haven't had a chance to mention. All right, so let's keep going here. Right now we are looking and talking about Ray Rice. I'm going to take a couple more of these comments here for Ray Rice, and we're going to move on to Brian Williams. All right, here, Ray Rice is serving his time by not playing football. The man should make a living. Leave him alone. Him and his wife have some issues to work out, and she knew that he was an abuser when she married him. Yeah, I agree with that, too. that was not the first time that he hit her. So you know the drill. You know what pretty much the stereotype is. You have women that marry these athletes for that lifestyle, and they put up with a whole bunch of crap. And you know it just as well as I do. She knew what she was getting into when she was going out with that guy. And if I'm not mistaken, they already have a daughter. I think they have a daughter. I remember the interview because Matt had actually said, well, what are you going to tell your daughter when she finds this out? So, yeah, they already have a kid together. So, nevertheless, let me go and address a couple of more comments, and then we will move on to Brian Williams. Okay, here, these comments are pretty much the same. Ray Rice should not be given an opportunity right now to do anything. He is an abuser and should not be allowed to put his face on anyone's camera right now. He still needs to feel the wrath of his abuse. And that's done by hitting him in the pocket, and he's not making sure that he does not make any money. So, wow, that's interesting. Okay, here, another comment here. Hold on, this is it's pretty lengthy. I'll just read excerpts. This particular comment is, this person just put the letter K. So thank you, K. I appreciate you sending me a note. K notes here that this has been a very disheartening story to follow. When Kay first saw TMZ, the video on TMZ, person was very upset and saddened that she had agreed to marry him after that occurred. Well, we all know why that happened. She married him so that she could not testify against him. I mean, that's what that was all about. That was all by design. I'd be really curious to just if we could just turn back the hands and just we had a crystal ball, and if this didn't happen, would they really be married now? That's another show. So with that said, this particular person knows that although domestic violence is definitely something that they do not condone, he has to make a living for his family. He has a child and a wife, and we should forgive. He should be forgiven. And he should be forced to obtain the appropriate counseling. Okay. All right, let's move on here to the next story here that I talked about a little earlier, and that is Brian Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm sure that you're familiar with Brian. You've seen him broadcast the national news on NBC every evening. He is a nationally renowned journalist. He's been around for a very long time. I remember him, and I know his voice when I hear from a distance. So people are very, very familiar with him. Let me see here. Brian Williams. Let's see what his story is. How long he's been around. I know he's been around a long time. Former Navy SEAL says Brian Williams embellished the story. And Battle NBC News anchor Brian Williams claims that he once flew on a mission with Navy SEAL. Come on. With the Navy SEAL Team 6 and was shot at. This is what the guy's saying. What Brian Williams is saying, none of it can be true. For a reporter to be embedded with SEAL Team 6 or any Tier 1 unit, that just doesn't happen. That's what Don Mann, the former SEAL, told CNN, a reliable sources host, Brian with CNN. He also noted, so then we'll go into here, Williams was recently suspended for 6 months without pay. From his nightly news anchor, gig after it came to light that he had lied on numerous occasions when he said that he was flying in a helicopter in March 2003 during the Iraq war that was downed by an enemy RPG. So, you know, that's a big lie. That's pretty big. Since the story was exposed as a fabrication, other tales Williams has told over the years has come under intense scrutiny. Wow. So that includes Williams' claim. Oh, gosh, here we go. It includes that Williams' claim that he once flew with SEAL Team 6 and that he received a piece of the fuselage from the Black Hawk helicopter that the elite unit flew and ultimately destroyed during the raid of Osama bin Laden compound in 2011. So this man apparently has lied on numerous occasions. That's interesting. Very, 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 very interesting. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I know that you've seen the story. He's been suspended for 6 months with no pay. Okay? So do you think he should be suspended? And then while he's suspended, you know that's a big gig that he has. That's a big deal. You know, he has that reporters, and the only reason why I'm familiar with that, just so you know, I have somebody here saying, well, how do you know? Well, my first major, and this will give you some history, my first major in college was journalism and broadcast, and that is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be the next Carol Simpson. For those of you that are familiar with Carol Simpson, I'm sure you know who she is. She was actually the first black female to do the nightly news. Okay, and this is years ago. So when I saw her, I was like, hey, I can do that. So I went to school for journalism and broadcasting. That was my very first major. So ever since then, I've always followed reporters and been very, very critical and critiqued those that were articulate, their dress, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the imagery. So that's why this story was interesting to me, because I've always been interested in journalism and broadcasting in some capacity. Hence my radio show that I'm doing now. Now, with that said, let's see here. While Brian is out, what is his name? Lester Holt. That's his name. Lester Holt is going to replace. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Lester Holt, he's a tall black guy that is a broadcaster with the Today Show. He's not on the Today Show every day. I know he does it on the weekend, but he's very popular. He does other shows as well, but he's pretty much known for being a regular on the Today Show. So he is going to replace Brian Williams. Excuse me, while he's out. Now, Lester Holt's really good, very articulate, been in the industry for quite some time. So now you have people that are saying, well, why don't they just, you know, this is his opportunity, this is Lester Holt's opportunity to interview for the job. So, you know, if he does well, why do we even need Brian Williams back, who appears to lie about things? So that's the big issue right now, is wondering, can the nation trust Brian after going on a six-month hiatus? Do we even want Brian back? Will we trust him if he does come back? That's the question of the day. That is what everyone's been talking about, is our ability to trust Brian as a journalist when he comes back. What do you think? All right, let me see here. All right, got a couple comments here about this. I think Brian should have been fired once they found that out. Anyone that lies about anything that deals with the military, that should have been immediate grounds for his termination. Okay. I think that, let's see here, I think that, let me read it. I think Brian, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, that first name in that city, I think that Brian should have been terminated. Should have been terminated as soon as that story was confirmed that he lied. Okay. Wow. I agree. I think he should have been terminated. I think if it would have been a black reporter, and I hate to turn everything into race. I hate to do that, but I'm going to. I think it was a black reporter. I think that he would not have, I don't think the public would have wanted to continue to have him on the news. I think that would have been a reason to get rid of him, especially in that spot that Brian Williams was in. That was a really big deal. It's a big, it takes a lot of work to get that chair that he's in. And I just think that I'm going to turn it into a race issue. I just think that if he was not, I just think that if he was another ethnicity, that the end result would be something different. Okay? All right. So let's see. Look at some of these other comments here. And just looking at them, I have six comments here about Brian, and four of the six say he should have been fired. The other two said that it's a witch hunt. They think it was a conspiracy, that he should not be terminated. He's being punished with going or being suspended 6 months with no pay, and that should be enough. Okay. Well, I gave you my two cents. I think he should have been terminated right away. I don't think 6 months without pay is good enough, because for me, now I got trust issues. Now, I know it's just one time that it happened, or a couple times that it happened, but it's just one or two times too many. So, you know, for me, with the person that is reporting the news that I'm watching, I have to be able to trust what you're saying. It can't be some schmuck or some Joe Schmo that's reporting the news that I can't trust in, that I can't believe. So that's the big thing about journalism, is that people have to trust what you've either written or what you say. And if they don't, you won't do well. All right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, wow, we have talked about a lot of information here this evening. We have we talked about Ray Rice and his new job offer. We talked about, I'm looking here at some of the comments. We talked about Ray Rice. We talked about Brian Williams. And we also talked about the Chicago Little League team. That's what we talked about. Okay? Received some really good comments from you. It's really been a blessing for me to receive the kind of support that I received from you over the last several years that I've been broadcasting the show. Again, we're over 100,000 listeners, and none of this, ladies and gentlemen, could happen without you tuning in, whether you tune in live or you decided to tune in after the show and listen to the podcast. So as you can see, I enjoy talking about various topics. I enjoy staying abreast of the current events. I love the news. I just do. All right, before I sign out this evening, I got to give my girl, my road dog, a shout out this evening. We went to, I was in Detroit this weekend, and man, I'm going to tell you, it was cold. Cold, and not only was it cold, we got caught in a whiteout. Cherie, got to give it to you. Man, you stuck that out. That was not an easy trip. That snow, it was zero visibility, ladies and gentlemen. I could not see anything. That is, I've been in a storm like that similar, but not with zero visibility. So I got to give it to her. She stuck it out. It was definitely an interesting, scary experience, ladies and gentlemen. So if you ever hear, if they ever broadcast and tell you not to go out because it's a blizzard or it's a whiteout, don't. Now, I just got somebody texting me and said, why were you out? I didn't know. Okay, so for me, what's my lesson learned? I have to do a better job of checking the weather from the city that I'm leaving to the city that I'm going to, especially this time of year. Okay, because I'm telling you, if I'd have known that, that's one trip that I wouldn't have taken. Now, on the flip side of that, the trip ended up being really nice. I got to give it to the people that I met in Saginaw, Michigan. Rita's Soul Food Cafe. That is Rita R. Johnson and Don Harris. Appreciate the hospitality. Things worked out really well. We actually attended the Freddie Jackson, Angela Wimbush after party in Saginaw, Michigan, and we had a good time. So it was literally a road trip. We left one day, and came back the other. So it was a hardcore road trip. So appreciate the hospitality and. Want to thank Cherie for making that trip with me. I really do appreciate that. All right, we got some events coming up, ladies and gentlemen. We got some hot events coming up here in the next 3 weeks. I know you've heard me talk about them, and I'm going to continue to talk about them because it's a fabulous weekend that you can have. Now, some of you are not aware. I'm starting to get questions about what's going on. First off, we have our Steppers All-Star Bash. This is our sixth annual Steppers All-Star Bash, Minnesota Steppers All-Star Bash. Let me say that. Now, I want you to go out on YouTube and Google it. Put it in there. You can actually put Y'all Can't Beat Us Steppers All-Star Bash, and you'll be able to see all the YouTube videos from the previous years of the contest. Those videos will then give you an opportunity to see the number of people that have attended the event over the years. Now, what's so different about this year? Well, we are in the Mall of America in the Radisson Blue Hotel. That is a brand new hotel in the Mall of America, and when I say that it is a phenomenal hotel, I mean it. It is a state-of-the-art, brand-new hotel in the Mall of America, and it is fabulous. Number one, go out online and check it out. Check out YouTube videos so you can see how huge this event is. And number two, email me, inbox me on Facebook, something, and purchase your ticket because it's a weekend filled of activities. The weekend starts on Thursday. Thursday, we have a huge line dance contest that we're having. Friday night is the welcome. Everyone gets in town typically on a Friday. We're going to have a huge dance party on Friday. And Saturday is what? Saturday is going to be the big steppers contest, old school, new school. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be really nice, okay? So now, what are we doing? We're selling weekend passes, and we are selling tickets for Friday night, and we're selling tickets for Saturday night. So, in order to obtain more information about this, you can go to the Command Steppers website. Just go on Google and type in Command Steppers, and the website will come up, okay? Again, just go Google Command Steppers, and the website will come up, okay? That's the easiest way to do it. The website is Command Steppers, MPLS.com, all right? On that particular website, you can go and you can purchase a weekend pass or you can purchase a ticket for Friday or Saturday. Everything is laid out for you on that website, all right? Now, we have another event that's part of that weekend as well, and it is our 7th Annual Women's Appreciation Banquet. Now, this year we are going to honor several women in the music industry, and these are women that are icons. They have been in the music industry for years. They've made a difference in the community, and they have agreed to partner with us. When I say us, that's myself, National Empowerment Group, and J-Mo, and we are going to honor these women for all of their accomplishments. Now, what does that consist of? It consists of a sit-down dinner, and it's going to be entertainment. I will be doing the formal welcome, and Jay will be the MC. So it's going to be really nice. So, again, it's a weekend event. We actually have the women's banquet that's going on from 4 to 6 that Saturday, and then we're going to have the Steppers Bash that night, okay? That's what's going on. I wanted to spend some time to lay that out because people were asking me that. Some people actually thought that these things were happening on two separate weekends, and they're not, okay? Now, for more information about the women's banquet, go to my nonprofit website. It's nationalempowermentgroup.org. Very simple. And then just go to Google and type in National Empowerment Group and everything will come up. All right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's late. That's right. It's late. Let's see here. I got some people. Just give me a second here. What's going on with mine? Oh, come on. All right. Let's see, something has happened here. Boy, technology, you rely on it so much, and then when something happens, okay, there you go. Thank you. Okay, so with that said, I got some people texting me here, how much are weekend passes? Weekend passes, how about this? Why don't you give me a call, okay? Give me a call because we'd like for people to enjoy both events. So if you're interested in tickets for the event, please shoot me an email. My email address is drwendy@drwendyjohnson.com. There's no dashes, no slashes, nothing. Just simply shoot me an email, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Woo, boy, oh, boy. As you can see, I love to hear myself talking. I like talking about topics. So let me close out for tonight by thanking everyone for tuning in. I know some of you, I didn't get an opportunity to mention your comments, but tune in next week. You'll get another opportunity. Come on. And then I also need for you to continue to email me the topics. That helps us ensure that we are providing you with the appropriate programming, okay? All right, so let's see here. Did I miss anything? Don't think so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for tonight. I'm going to close out with a very, very, very good friend of mine. Has a CD, J. Mose. The title of his CD is called Big Boy, and that is, he's actually my business partner with my nonprofit, and we are collaborating also to host these two events. We're collaborating to do the Steppers All-Star Bash as well as the Women's Appreciation Banquet. And I'm going to close out tonight by playing a song from his CD. Now, what do? I got people texting me here. Okay, where is the CD? Okay, go CD Baby. CD Baby, iTunes, TuneCore. His CD is out there. I guarantee you, CD Baby is typically the quickest. Is what I will tell you to do. It's on, Shazam, all those sites. It's all out there. So just simply again, J Most. It's J period M O S T, and it's not Moss. It's just not. People get him confused with the gospel singer. So he's not. It's M O S T, not M O S S. Okay, I had someone say, well, no, I got it. No, it's M-O-S-T, okay? Appreciate the support, though. So go to CD Baby, check him out. And then I'm going to close out this evening with one of his songs, and this is actually my favorite song. I know he says, you know, Wendy, I do have other songs on my CD, and that's fine. I appreciate you telling me that, but I'm going to play my favorite. And my favorite on his CD titled Big Boy, it's called Oh So Blessed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. And tune in next week. Next week is going to be a good topic because I have a friend that wrote a book. And his book actually delves around the topic of men thinking with their penis. So that's going to be a very, very interesting topic, gentlemen. And ladies, I'd love to hear from you or simply why men think with, I'll say, the wrong head. Okay? All right, so it's a very, very interesting book that he has written, and I definitely would love to hear your feedback on that as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign out for the evening, and as I mentioned, I'm going to close out with a single title, Oh So Blessed. Good night.
Yeah, I feel you warm. laying next to me. Glad that you are mine, all mine.
I can't wait to take you around.
Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Tune in next week for another thought-provoking topic.